What's up, fam? Welcome to the page. Tanya here, and I'm one of the visionaries behind Code Switch Restorative Justice for Girls of Color. If you have a little bit of time on your hands, I'd love to share our origin story with you. You see, it all began as a volunteer effort in 2017. That year, I was invited by a former colleague of mine, Assemblywoman Ms. Cassina Boone, to host a Kwanzaa Circle for Girls at Peterson Academic Center. Peterson is an alternative school here in Las Vegas for students who have been expelled from their comprehensive K-12. I was serving as an assistant professor at Touro University in Nevada at that time, so I hadn't been in the K-12 through space in a minute. I was eager to return though, and I desperately needed to commune with young people, so I accepted the invitation. To my surprise, what began as what I thought would be a one-time guest speaking opportunity morphed into a year of building the amazing Code Switch and 3 years of freedom dreaming with some of the most amazing Black girls and women I have ever met. And to think it was all made possible by a collaboration forged between three Black women educator friends, myself, former Assemblywoman Cassina, and my mentee at the time, Erica Reed. We began our work to curate a racially just school space where all girls would thrive. So working across the relationship that I was beginning to build with Cassina and Erica and the years that we had to develop our initiative, we were able to actualize our dream of providing healing spaces where girls who had been pushed out could show up as their whole selves. We had a secondary goal too. We wanted to provide them with an alternative to punitive discipline. So I came up with the idea of facilitating restorative sister circles, and we set out to do just that at Peterson. The sister circles were designed to provide the girls with spaces to heal, as well as to interrogate the exclusionary and punitive discipline policies that pushed them out of their schools and into what we knew was the prison and poverty pathway. My contribution to the restorative sister circles was to root them in the African principles, Ubuntu and Sankofa, because these principles gave us a framework to help girls who were primarily Black develop deeply connected mentored relationships with each other and ourselves. I also created a curriculum centered in anti-racist teachings, as well as a culturally and historically affirming restorative justice education approach. This helped the girls develop a social justice consciousness, as well as leadership, communication, and self-advocacy skills. Finally, we incorporated mindfulness and other healing engaged practices like story sharing into our work. Almost immediately, we began to notice a pattern, not just in the girls, but in the stories that they told. We learned that they were being pushed out of their schools and away from their education for traits indicative of their identities and lived circumstances, rather than their actions or behaviors. Basically, they were being pushed out for being Black and girl. This was troubling. They were recipients of punishment rather than discipline, and their stories represented push-out stories, highlighting the school-induced trauma, racial violence, and unjust practices school administrators conflated with discipline. Of course, we also noticed the transformative power of healing and the relationship building that the circles allowed girls to do. So from there, y'all already know, it was on and popping. So now that we knew what we were doing and how we were doing it, and we recognized the transformative power for racial healing and resistance that the sister circles we were engaging with our girls had, not to mention the policy advocacy implications that girls and their stories embody, I invited Cassina, Erica, and four of the girls participating in our sister circles to accompany me to the 2017 Free Minds, Free People Conference in Baltimore, Maryland. Free Minds, Free People is where I get free. It's where I can freedom dream possibilities for not only Black women's future, but our girls too. So they attended, And together, we led a workshop called Code Switching and Switching the Code, How Black Girls Pushed Out, Pushed Back. This experience was everything, y'all. Most importantly, it formed the inspiration for starting Code Switch. The resulting freedom dream was to build with Black girls impacted by over-policing, exclusionary discipline, and racial discrimination in K-12 spaces so that they would be equipped with the knowledge, skills, consciousness, resources, and strength to fight back when pushed out. I also knew that I wanted to open space for them to self-advocate, as well as engage youth-led advocacy in the community. I knew that this would transform the way discipline is conceptualized and carried out, not just here locally, but in U.S. district and schools all over. After 3 years of exploring this work as part of a school community university partnership project formed between Cassina's mentorship organization, Tulips, my university, Touro University, Nevada, and the school where our circles were first conceptualized, Peterson Academic Center, the dream was born. And on April 4th, 2020, I had the privilege and honor to join 10 Black women and 3 Black girls on a lifelong journey to advance girls' rights as part of this amazing multi-generational, multicultural, racial justice community that we affectionately call Code Switch. But don't get it twisted, y'all. Though code switching in communities of color has become synonymous with the respectability politics of changing one's behavior and modes of verbal engagement to assimilate and fit in, particularly when one is seeking success, this is not at all what the term means for us. As Black girls and women, we are no longer interested in changing who we are to fit in. As girls and women, standing in solidarity with other women of color, we know and understand that nothing about us needs fixing because we are imperfectly perfect as we are. Basically, every ounce of our beautiful melanated bodies is enough. It's why for us, code switching is about changing the codes of power situated in an ideology of white supremacy instead. When we code switch, it's not us we're changing, y'all. It's all the beliefs, values, perceptions, concepts, institutions, and people that tell us we aren't enough and that refuse to recognize who we are and what we bring to the table. That's what needs fixing. So those are the codes we are changing. Like Audre Lorde says, women are powerful and dangerous, and we fully embrace our power. Yep, we are Code Switch. And we have arrived on the scene to actualize a world where every girl, no matter her racial identity, lived circumstance, or gendered expression, attends a school where they are seen, heard, valued, made whole, and liberated to be and become all that they were meant to be. So the next time you read Code Switch, remember, switch the codes, not the person. Ashe.